so we move to item 19, Executive Officer's Report.
Correct. Item 19 is the Executive Officer's Report. I'll just walk you through it. We have the 401 certification, both the applications and the certifications issued for the period of August 2nd to October 20th. And then I have included in here a discussion of organizational changes, staffing, promotions, and directions, covering some growth that we've seen over the last couple of years in a variety of programs. We're in the process of hiring four more vacancies that we still have to fill. And it's a slow growth. We kind of bottomed out in our organizational size in about 2008, having dropped significantly, and now we're on a slow climb back up. So I think we're, I don't know if I mentioned the number of positions we have right now, but I think it's right around 70.
Yeah, and on that topic, you know, I know your summary refers to the hiring for the cannabis program, a geologist. And one of the conversation that John and I had was to also next round look at hiring a agriculture engineer, because cannabis growing is agriculture. You know, I mean, sometimes I tell people jokingly, it's agriculture until you start smoking it, you know. I think that, you know, being the strength for someone who has an agriculture engineering background would strengthen that group.
Right, and I will add to that Dr. Wolf is also reminding me we have a great factory of agricultural engineers right adjacent to us, too, in Cal Poly.
And, Chair, I think when you start smoking, I think that's QC.
Yeah. So in it is, yeah, quality assurance, quality control, and I know that Tammy has offered to bring the brownies once we have that division formed.
Okay, I'll make the brownies.
Alrighty. And I'll resume chipping into the fund.
Let the record reflect.
I think we have lawyers in the room.
We are joking.
This is being recorded.
Going to make the brownies on sale.
Can you erase that portion
in the
Betty
Crocker section?
Wow, it's deteriorating. Okay, so I'm going to move on from cannabis. I think it says here we have two positions. I think we're down to one. We extended an offer, and that individual start. Chris Rose is not in the room. Will start in the next couple weeks. So we're in the process of filling these positions currently. They're in motion. I want to acknowledge that, I vacated the groundwater section manager position, and we had three great applicants in our organization apply for that, and we filled it with one of those great applicants in Angela Schroeder, and that just speaks wonderfully well for our organization. And then I go on to elaborate in the EO report a little bit about directions and expectations and kind of where we're going. And I use to give more meaning, I try to weave in an example. Here I discuss our efforts around sustainable groundwater management and efforts towards sustainability from a water supply and water quality perspective. Just as an example of how we're trying to find our role in this larger thing, we're not wrestling for control or anything. We're just trying to ask the question, how can we help? Who do we need to talk to about that? Because we realize these outcomes, these big environmental outcomes, are far beyond our singular capability, and it involves weaving together of agencies, authorities. So I encourage you to read those. We talk a little bit about some of the outreach efforts that I and Michael Thomas have done over the last few months in trying to educate ourselves and to establish a network of amongst agencies. And then we've got some work going forward, of course, too. I won't belabor that, but I will encourage you to read that. And then I'm going to flip to the very last page of your agenda just for a little bit. And we spoke about this dashboard. I'll walk you through all of the there's several pages of dashboard, organizational accountability here. But on the last page, we had a conversation about this in Santa Barbara in September, and in hindsight, I would have put a draft watermark under this page, this last page, because this is a process of trying to figure out what are we measuring? Is it the right thing to measure? Are we representing it correctly and accurately? And part of it is a little bit of trial and error, too, with respect to how we articulate what we're measuring and what we're supposed to be doing and is it the most important thing. So we'll be revising a little bit this last page to try to articulate things like households receiving safe drinking water. Dial up the message a little bit. Okay, that's all I have, unless there's questions.
I'm glad you brought that to the board's attention, and this is another one of those elements of representing the work we're doing on safe drinking water throughout the region. And so this is the scale that we started at in looking at this, I think, is, at the 20,000-foot level. And so these numbers really, it can be so much more informative. And I think your inclination to look at other dimensions of the staff's, not only their awareness and their action, but the trend going forward to engage through State Board, through Division of Drinking Water. We have so many more resources. Within like 3 years, this whole effort has a huge spotlight on it. And so I agree that this is a work in progress, but it definitely is a placeholder, and I hope that board members will, in particular, will track this along with, and I always appreciate Chair Wolf's priority on helping the board to stay updated and allowing me to be the liaison to help bring some of that detail forward to the hearing. But again, these dashboards are a great idea. I really like that. So I would encourage you to continue to look for ways to fill it in.
So looking on my right, no more comment. My left, Mayor Delgado.
Yes, John, you mentioned 70 employees as current staff. When it bottomed out, what was the number?
Michael says 58. We'll go with that.
And approximately when was that? What year?
2008. I think it was 2008, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we mirror the economic cycle, growth and bust.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So I do not see any more question. I certainly will, again, express our thanks to all of the staff for your dedication and efforts, and also council, and Mr. Robertson, and then also certainly want to wish all of you, a great upcoming holiday season. And again, thank you for all your good work. And I think you still want to add a couple of comments, Mr. Robertson.
Though part of my thunder, I was just going to wish everybody happy holidays, safe holidays. I can steal it back. And then there's an office holiday party on the 20th of December. I have forwarded you all an email about that.
All right.
Thank you.
So on that happy note, This concludes our December 9th Regional Water Quality Control meeting, and it is 2:56 p.m. So thank you very much, and safe drive home.